Here we go. Here we go to the Word of God this morning. That's what it's all about. That's what the most important thing right now is, us to hear His Word. Amen? Straight from the Bible. We put it on the big screen for you so you can see it. We're in a series. Every time I go to Colorado, I get inspired. Like when you go down by the ocean and you just take these long walks, and it's just incredible. If you allow yourself, you can sense God. You can feel God. You can hear God. You can see God. Y'all listening or not? This should be common to us. Okay? But this is an area I wanted to go to. I wanted to just go with a message series on sensing God. Let's cover a little ground, not a lot. Like last week, I went back a little too much. Let's check it out today. We started this series. Today's message is going to be called Eyes to See. We're going to get to it in just a bit. But we started this series on how to acknowledge God. The Bible says, this verse, a popular verse, but I saw something inside of it, and it just made me think a little bit more than I normally do about this verse. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Say it with me. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto your own. Now watch this part. Say it with me. In all thy acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. And I just thought about, am I acknowledging God in all my ways? Now, a lot of times, I think it does mean this, in all my decisions, you know, in everything I'm doing, I need to acknowledge God, and He'll direct my paths. I understand that, and that's fine. But I started thinking about this verse, in all my ways, acknowledge Him, and He'll direct my path. Am I acknowledging God fully with all my senses? Y'all listening to me or not? Did I lose you? Am I seeing God? Am I hearing God? Y'all listening or not? Am I feeling God? Am I really pressing in toward Him and experiencing God like I really can to the max? Am I acknowledging Him in all my ways? And I wanted to think about that. That was the thought when I was in Colorado a few weeks ago. That verse just spoke to me. I thought, you know what? I'm going to talk about the senses and sensing God. Just see if I can't, together as a group, lead us into wanting to experience God a little bit more in our world. And of all people, us living here in Inglewood, Florida, beautiful location we have on this planet, you don't feel God here, man, I feel sorry for you. You listening to me say, people move here, I hate it here, I just hate it here. I'm sorry you hate that beautiful ocean down there. I don't understand that. I'm sorry you hate those dolphins jumping. You know what I'm saying? And the manatee that'll come up to my dock and you know? And getting out in the sun and watching that sunset at night. Boy, that's hard for me to hate. Are you listening? Say, sensing God, feeling God, knowing God and experiencing God with my senses. So how to acknowledge God? So we laid the foundation first from this little passage. Trust in the Lord. If you're going to acknowledge God, you need to trust Him. You need to have faith. You can't please God without one thing. What is it? Faith. You can't please Him without faith. But I did this, and I did this, and I did this. He said, in the New Testament, Jesus said, He'll tell them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. You need to have faith in Him. You need to trust in the Lord. You need to have your faith solid in Christ. Two, submit to the Lord. The word is humility. God says, I will reject the proud. So often we don't see with our eyes the things we can see and hear with our ears the things we can hear because we're so full of ourselves. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. He'll lift you up. We've been taught, we've been brainwashed that everything we see just happened by a big bang. We came from slop and slime and all this mess. We don't give God the glory and the credit. Are you listening to me? No wonder our eyes are shut and our ears are closed. Are you hearing me today? Listen, church. Sense God. Feel God. He's everywhere. I believe that. Okay? So, humble yourself, though. Acknowledge Him. Give Him the glory. Give Him the credit. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. Third thing we saw was pray to the Lord. Prayer. You're going to acknowledge God, you're going to be talking to Him, communicating with Him. Prayer is certainly when you have needs talking to God. That was what the whole first service was on this morning. But prayer is also you reflecting and you praising the Lord. Amen, say. And you giving thanksgiving and praise and with your senses to Him. Things that you see, things that you hear, things that you feel. Obey the Lord. If you're going to acknowledge the Lord, obey the Lord in His Word, what He says. Ooh, I just want to feel God. That's what people say. I want to feel God. I want to experience God. Hey, guys, faith, humility, prayer, and obedience. That's how you get there. Y'all listening or not? I want to hear God. Faith, humility, prayer, obedience. That's how you're going to hear from God. You want to see God? Faith, humility, prayer, obedience. Did we hammer that pretty good? Okay, great. Now, last week, not going to preach a message again. You can check it online. Ears to hear. Can I hear God? And we laid out how you can hear from God. Today, sensing God. Are y'all ready? Y'all looking at me like I'm a weirdo. Okay, there's even a clown in the building. Okay? All right, here we go. Come on. Eyes to see. Say that with me. Come on. Yeah, that helped me. Little volume. One more time. Eyes to see. That encourages me to hear a little back from you today. Here we go. Eyes to see. Here's the question. Can I see God? Can I see God? The answer is, say it loud. Yes, you can see God. Now listen today. Listen. I want you to be better able to see God. Because you can. Can I see God? Yes. Sort of like last week with hearing God. Here it is. The number one way to see God is to read His Word with your own what? Two eyes. Say that with me. The number one way to see God is to read His Word with your own what? Two eyes. Well, I don't know. Other people see God. Other people experience God. Other people know God. Other people feel God. Well, maybe those other people read His Word and you don't. The number one way, the best way, is to read His Word if you want to see God. Okay? You will see Him throughout the pages of that book. You will get to know Him and experience Him. Are y'all listening? Okay? The Word of God should always be the authority over my feelings or what I think I heard or what I think I saw. The Word of God. God's authority. God's infallible Word. The number one way. I see God by what? By faith. And we're going to talk about it today. I see God how? By faith. I see God by faith. Okay, and I'm going to just keep building. I want to get ahead of myself, but I'm going to stay with the program here. Faith comes by what? And hearing what? The Word of God. So if I see God by faith, how do I get faith? By His what? By His Word. Faith is a substance of things hoped for. Faith is the what? Evidence of things not what? Seen. God puts more value on, listen, on you having faith than He does on, ooh, I saw this. Ooh, I had this experience. You listening? God says, but do you have faith? Do you trust me? Do you believe in me? Keep looking. Through faith, it's through faith, through what? We understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of who? So that the things which are seen, gosh, I wish you'd get this down right here, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do what? Appear. The things that you see, part of what you see didn't blow up, and now we have what we have. Somebody made what appears. Did you hear me? Somebody made what appears to us today. Somebody made you, made me, made our planet, made the stars, made the solar system. Who did that? God did that. How do you know that, Clark? By faith. It is a belief I have. Are y'all listening or not? It is a belief I have. It is a trust I have. Where did I get that trust? Where did I get that belief? Well, part of it is my brain. Okay? But the biggest part of it is the Word of God. The Word of God tells me this is how it all happened. Are y'all hearing me or not? So, if I want to see God, the number one way is to read His Word with my own two eyes. For example, in the beginning, verse 1, first verse out of the Bible. This is right after your name that you put in there, okay? Flip the page. In the beginning, God what? Question is, are you going to believe that or not? Because you've been brainwashed. You've been told by a man named Darwin and whoever else and whatever else that it didn't happen this way. And you're free to believe whatever you want to believe, but you'll not see God. And you won't know God. You listening to me? So, the number one way for me to see God is to read His what? With my own two, just like I did there. I can see creation. I can, even though I don't understand it all, but from reading the Word, I can. The Bible in Genesis talks about God speaking and things happening. And you have a good enough mind, you can read the Bible, and you can hear God speak those words and these things come to be. It's in the Word for you to see. Y'all listening? You got it okay? Not trying to lose you, get too goofy out of the gate here. So God, for example, where'd you come from? Well, I'm, you know, a monkey, I guess, right? Because that's what they've told me. Is that correct? The Bible says God created man in His own what? Image. In the image of God created He him. Male and female created He them. Okay? So I see God by faith when I read His Word. That's the number one way. Y'all listening or not? I want you to be solid in your faith. I don't want you to just go out here, ooh, I'm going to experience God. I'm going to experience God. Experience God every day in the Word. Read it. See Him. Okay? I will praise You, for I am what? Fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are Your works. And I love this last part. And that my soul knows right well. You get that? See, when I see God in the Word, I see Him by faith, I look at my world. All of a sudden, marvelous are Your works, and that my soul knows right well. See the difference? Yes or no? I think God likes this approach. I think God likes this right here. Amen? Not me full of pride saying, God, You don't exist. You didn't do that. It just blew up one day. You were somewhere. Whatever. The Bible didn't teach that. Okay? So, the number one way and the best way every day to see God is to read God's Word with your own two. Are we cool on that? Amen. This is solid. This ain't kooky. This is solid as a rock. You do that right there, solid as a rock. Amen? Okay. Let's move it now. Here we go. Eyes to see. Push it forward. Are there other ways to see God? Are there other ways to see God? Say it loud with me. Come on. There you go. You're doing it. Come on. Are there other ways to see God? God can be seen. This was sort of like last week in a way as well. God can be seen through His what? Did you see how you're going to miss God if you don't think He created everything? Did you see that or not? You're going to miss a whole lot. Well, that sure that lady turned in that lady right there. Sure, that was a nice monkey. The nice lady that turned in from that monkey over here made a nice lady. That's nice. See, I can't hardly say it. I stutter. When I don't give God the praise, I start stuttering. Amen. Say. That big bang sure blew about nice. I mean, I don't even know how you do that, guys. Come on. God can be seen through His what? Psalm 8. When I consider the heavens, the works of Your fingers, the moon, the stars which Thou hast ordained, what is man that You are mindful of him, and that the Son of Man that You would visit him? For Thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and You've crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of Thy hands. You put all things under his feet. Maybe that'll help you understand mankind and with animals a little bit better. You didn't just get here, survival of the fittest. No, God put you where you are. You understand this or not? Okay, now we're just stronger than animals. We beat all the animals down one day and we got smarter than animals. Now we're ruling everything. No, God made it that way. Are y'all listening or not? I think God's way makes more sense, guys. All sheep, oxen, yea, beasts of the field.
fowl of the air, fish of the sea, whatsoever passes through the paths of the sea. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Creation. You can see God through what? Creation. The heavens declare the what? Glory of God. And the firmament shows His handiwork. Day unto day utters speech. Every day you have, God's talking. Every day. I'm an awesome God. I am Creator. I did all this. I'm amazing. Day after day utters speech. And night unto night shows what? Every morning you get up, you can see God. Every night you go to bed, you can see God. Every day it's talking. He's talking. He's talking. Can you see me? Can you hear me? I am here. You listening or not? It's just common. It to me, I'm standing up here going, oh, I hope you get it. I mean, because it's like, you know? There is no speech nor language where their voice is not what? Doesn't matter what race, nationality, culture, nowhere on this planet can anybody say, I don't know there's a God. I can't see God. Now, we've been brainwashed. We've been told otherwise. And we have what? We have what? Believed it. And God says, you're going to have to believe in me. Did you hear me or not? And if this is bothering you, it's ticking you off that I stand on the Bible and believe the Bible other than proven science, I'll argue with you the cows come home that what you're saying is proven science is a bunch of bull. Did you hear me say? Okay? Sorry. I ain't moving from this position. You're either going to come my way. I ain't moving. Got it? Say. Thus says the Lord flat out. Amen. Yes or no? Brain is working, engaged here. Hello, hello, hello. I'm going to keep what I got. Capiche? All right. Got in a fight over something, I guess. Here we go. Come on, come on. The invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are what? Being understood by the things that are what? Made. Even His eternal power. And see, God's not going to let you off the hook. He's not only saying, I'm a God and there's a big God out here. He's saying, you're guilty before me as far as knowing that there's an eternal power and a Godhead out here even. And you're without excuse. Not one person will stand before God and go, yeah, but you know, and God's going, no, I don't get that at all. I don't get that at all. How in the world you let yourself think these things? Craziness. Okay? Tough talk. This is God's Word. So, I can see how by what? By creation. Can we do a little test? Here we go. Shh. See if you see God. Go ahead. Son. Elephant swims. Owl. Have no idea. Butterfly. Seriously? Little baby holding the doctor's little baby's hand on his finger. Did you see God or not? That was just real quick. I mean, you can do that all day long. Is that right? All right.
No excuses. You can see God. Okay? God can be seen. All right, now let's keep moving. All right? Number one way to see God is to read His Word with your own two what? God can be easily seen in what? Number three, hang in here with me. Come on. Number three, God can be seen through His what? Provisions. Through what He provides for us. Through what He gives us. I want you to look at it. This is a great verse. You ought to memorize this verse. Every good and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, in whom there's no variableness, neither shadow of turning. That says every good thing I have came from where? Every good thing I have came from God. Scriptures like this. What man is there of you whom if his son asks for bread, he's going to give him a big old rock? Or if he asks a fish, he's going to give him a snake? What daddy would do such a thing? If you then, being evil, and we are, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask of Him? God provides for us. We can see God through our provision, through what He gives to us. If God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is, tomorrow is cast into the oven, and it's burnt up, shall He not much more clothe who? O ye of little what? There's that word again. I see God how? By what? Faith. Do you see God by faith in what you have? The things He's provided? Say. Are you missing all that? Say, just like creation. You're missing that? Oh, I don't believe that. Well, here's all these things that's being provided. Are you missing that too? Therefore, take no thought saying, what are you going to eat, or what are you going to drink, or how are we going to be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you have what? Need of these things. Every good gift comes from Him. You understand that? That's how I see God. This is just a quote from me to you. Do you see God in the food on your table, the clothes on your back, the roof over your head, and the money in your pocket? Oh, if I could just see God. Have you looked in your closet lately or not? Have you looked up at the drywall above you or something? Say, the food on your table? The money? We're funny, man, about money. You know, somebody's got more, so we gripe instead of thanking Him and seeing Him. We don't see Him. You listening or not? It's tough. So, if you don't see God in the things you have, here's my big question for you. Who do you see? Who do you see? You? You see you? You see you? You see you that worked that job and got that money, and you see you that got that clothes and you did that, and you see you who cooked that meal and went to that store? Do you see you? Well, I'm going to put you on notice today. I'm not worshiping you. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Yes or no? I'm not worshiping you. You might see you. I don't. Yes or no? That's tough talk this morning, ain't it? I'd like to get you, rattle you, shake you, move you, do whatever I've got to do to you so you can see God. See God. Man, I want you to get excited when you go clothes shopping. Amen? Somebody gives you some. You out there painting that house instead of, oh God, I got to paint the house. Yeah, well, why don't you just go live on the street then? Say, how about that? Say, in a box somewhere. You want to do that? Say. Or how about not taking that brush then and going, hey, thank you, Lord. Amen, I got a place to live. I can see God out here. Are y'all hearing me? I was building a fence this week. How many saw my fence I'm building on 776? I'm a lunatic. Just put your hand down. I'm out there working like a dog, building every piece of this fence by hand. But thank God I got a good carpenter that knows everything, and I don't know nothing. But we're working together. But I'm standing out there building this fence. These whole two houses built in 1927, they were crack houses. The people that were living in the last one stealing power from a doctor next door and water. So anyway, we've been fixing up these little houses, and
But I'm building that fence. And that doctor's office is right next door. I went to that doctor's office 30 years ago. Because when I was 21 years old, I was an athlete, very strong, good shape. But I, for some reason, I couldn't even use my hands. And my feet, I couldn't walk on the balls of my feet. And they diagnosed me with rheumatoid arthritis. And that's the arthritis place right next door, that property. And then I was on medication. I was on all this mess. Crazy. Finally, I got off all that stuff when I was just a few years. I got off all that mess. Still hurt. Still tried to do. But the Lord helped me. And I'm building that fence the other day. Here's the arthritis place 30 years ago. I'm building that fence. Cutting that wood. Hammering like this. And the Lord, He got some praise out of me when I looked at that office. I said, 30 years ago, I was right there. Look at me now. I'm right here. And I give Him the glory for any strength I have in my hands. Did you hear me? Anything I can do. I'm not saying I'm always like this, guys. I'm not. I want to be more like this. I want to be more like this. As I get older, whatever days I have left, I want to praise Him. I want to give Him credit. I want to see Him. I want to be that way. Do you hear me or not? I want you to be that way with me. Amen? The griping ain't worth a dime, is it? Say, come on. Eyes to see. Did I lose you today or not? This your first time here? This is typical. You'll be fine. All right? How we talk. I got the brother back. He's like, yeah, okay. Anyway, here we go. Now, is it possible, believe it or not, the biggest part of the message, the toughest part is coming up right now. So far, as easy as pie. Read His Word, see Him there. Creation, see Him there. Food on your table, clothes on your back, money in your pocket, roof over your head, car you drive, see Him there. Is it possible for me to see God personally and intimately? Say that with me, big loud. Now, this is where we're going to separate the folk. Here we go. You ready? Come on. Number four, God can be seen personally and intimately by, say that word, seeking Him. Seeking Him. Let's look at it. You know when I do message, I have old handy-dandy Webster dictionary hangs in the drawer to the right. In my Webster's dictionary, the word seek, S-E-E-K, comes right after the word seeing, seeing, seeing. Just stay with my thought. Seek means to what? Look with intention. See, guys, there's so many things you can just see. You don't even have to look hard, do you? Are you kidding me? Go out and look at the ocean. Oh, I've got to look hard to see God. No, you don't. Look up at the stars at night. Look at the sun. Just stare at it and watch your eyeballs burn out. That didn't take long. This isn't hard at all. Here's the hard part. Listen to me. Come on. Looking for Him with intention. Seeking Him. That's what that word means. To look for with intention. If you want to find God, you can. You can find Him. And you can see Him. But it's going to take effort. Proverbs 8:17. God's Word says, I love them that love me. And those that what? Early shall what? Find me. Verse could mean a lot. It could mean if you get out of bed in the morning. If you get your tail, I'm sorry, I'm being ugly again. If you go ahead and get on up out of the bed in the morning, you might just see Him. You know, hunters, I think they usually hunt for deer when? At 2 in the afternoon? Early in the what? Morning. You want to see wildlife? People that do bird photography and everything, you know when they go? Early. You can see Him if you'll go seek Him when? Early sunrise. You ever seen God in the sunrise? Say. Oh, yeah. See what I'm saying? If you seek Him early, you can find. That verse could also mean, young people, find Him early in your life. Why wait, like so many in this room have done, till you're 55 or 65 or 75 before you even knew God? Seek Him early. Find Him early in your life.
Your whole life can be changed because of Him, because you walked with Him, because you knew Him, because you experienced Him. You can have a better life than we had. Are you hearing me? Praise the Lord! Come on! Seek Him early! Okay. That might be what that verse is meaning. But I know it means this. He says, if I'll seek Him, I can find Him. Amen? Inside the word seek is what? Look at it. See that? Do it again. Let's do it one more time. And just one last time. If you seek Him, you can see Him. And guys, this is going to be individual for you. I'm going to say it later in the message, but so often we don't want to see Him in the hurt. But that's when we can see Him. When we're seeking Him, when we're humble, when we're broken. It'll even bring into perspective things that have happened in our life. Why did it happen? We might not know that question, but I'm glad it happened because it's there. I found You, God. You understand that? Yes or no? Seek Him. Seek Him. Maybe it'll make verses come alive now. But seek You what? First, the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all these things will be added unto you if you'll seek Me. You'll have a whole new life, a whole new world, a whole new perspective, vision, if you'll seek Me. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must believe that He is, what's this? And that He is a rewarder of those that what? Diligently what? Your understanding, your eyes will be opened. You can have a life that's positive and live to the full and to the max, the abundant life, if you will seek Him. He will reward you. You listening or not? Amen. God rewards the diligent what? Seeker. We're almost done with the message. Hang in here. I'm going to finish with this. Seeking is more than serving. Say that with me. Seeking is more than... I've served the Lord in my life with many Christians, me being one of them. Okay? A lot of hard-working people. But just because you're hard-working and you serve does not mean you're a seeker of God. You can work and you can do, and you cannot see God as well as you could. Seeking is more than what? Serving. Hang in here with me. Look at what Jesus said in Luke 17. But which of you, having a servant, plowing or feeding cattle, will say unto him by and by, when he's come from the field, go and sit down to eat and dinner, and will not rather say unto your servant, make ready wherewith I can have some supper, and gird yourself and serve me, till I've eaten and drink, and afterward, then you can go get your stuff. Doth he thank that servant because he did those things in the field that were commanded him? I don't think so. So likewise you, when you shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, we're unprofitable servants. We've done that which was our duty to do. Serving God is our duty. Are y'all listening? Yes or no? Seeking God is our delight. Seeking God is our delight. Serving God is my duty. And I do it, and we want to do it with happiness and cheerfulness, but it's what I'm supposed to do. Seeking God is my delight. Watch the Scriptures. Trust in the Lord and do what? And so shall you dwell in the land and you'll be fed. That's just serving. Common sense, right? Trust in the Lord, do good, you're going to be fed, it's all going to be good, God bless you, boom, right there. But look at the next verse. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the what? The desires of your heart. He can change your heart. You start delighting in God and seeking God. Things that should have killed you won't. Things that should have you depressed, suddenly you find new meaning for living. Did I lose you? God can do this. And we know God
works all things together for good to them who love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. God can just, when you start delighting in Him and seeking Him and wanting to find Him, whether it's down at the beach or in the Word or through your stuff on your table or clothes on your back or friendships or relationships that you have, all of a sudden, you're being changed too. Did I lose you again? I hope not. Sensing God. Eyes to see. Can I see God with my own two eyes? The last thing. Can I see God with my own two eyes, face to face, like I see a man? Be careful not to answer. Can I see God with my own two eyes, face to face, like I see a man? Here's the answer. No. I don't believe so. And I'm not trying to pick an argument with you guys today. Wouldn't it be a picnic if we could just go home today and just see Jesus? Wouldn't that be awesome? Wouldn't that be nice? Say, well, that made it all easy, didn't it? Just saw Jesus. Most people that have ever told me they saw Jesus are kooky. You can quote me on that. I'm sorry, guys. I'm talking like the real world out here, guys. On television today, you see so many charismatics and TV ministries. It's getting more feely-feely and emotional-emotional. And I saw this and I did this and God told me this. And because we're so blame lazy, we don't check it out. And we just believe them and send them to check. You listening? Crazy. Crazy. Can you see God with your own two eyes face-to-face like a man? No, I don't believe so. And I'm always going to believe the Bible over you. John 1:18. No man has seen God at any what? The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him to us. Y'all listening? Look what Jesus told Thomas. Was Jesus on the earth? Yes or no? Did people see Him? Sure. Is Jesus on the earth now? No. He's at the right hand of God the Father, ever living to make intercession. That's what the Bible says. Okay? He told Thomas. Thomas says, if I had just seen you, I would have believed. And he told Thomas this, because you have seen me, you what? Blessed are those that have not seen me, and yet what? Believe, man. That's what we've been talking about today. Can you see God? Yes. It's going to take a little effort. Come on. First three is easy. That last one's seeking a little bit harder. But you can do it. Did I lose you again? Hope not. Here we go. We see God with eyes of faith. How do we do it? By trusting Him. By serving Him. By seeking Him. And the last thing I want to say, I can see God even when I hurt. That's a beautiful thing, man. Seeing God when you're hurt. Amen? That you're not alone. You're with me. Some of the most special times I've had as a believer in Christ, as a pastor, and part of this church, has been the hard times in my life when God has ministered to me. And most of it's been through hurt. Not through hype. Hurt, not hype. Hurt, not hype. Did you hear me? Job, we'll end it with this verse. Job had more problems than, you know, shake a stick at. Job said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Say it with me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Boy, that's the kicker right there. Amen? Regardless of what comes your way, seeing God, serving God, believing God, praising God. Amen? Sensing God, eyes to see. Let's praise the Lord for His Word this morning. Amen? We got to quit. Amen? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. A good day today.